Joining us on the phone now, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you enjoying this fabulous morning?
Oh my gosh, it's just gorgeous.
Isn't this absolutely amazing? We begin this wonderful month of August. I'll say more about that in a few minutes, but I want to look back to July. We ended July this week, and statistically wasn't quite as warm as I thought it was going to be for a while. We ended at 2 degrees above normal. It was interesting to note that the highest temperature of the whole time happened on the 18th, which is about the middle of the month. That's 94 degrees, and yeah, it's hard to get hotter than that. But the lowest temperature was interesting. It was 47 degrees, and it happened on the 29th. So yeah, that was a little cool spell that we ended the month with. And we even had one day in there on the 27th where the highest temperature for the whole day was 56.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of variety there in July. However, we did have a month warmer than normal, and then the other statistic, precipitation, was considerably less than normal, less than half of what we normally get. And I'm a little concerned about that. We're also starting off this month absolutely beautiful, but we're also starting it off absolutely dry. Typically, August gives us temperatures a little bit cooler than July. Not a lot, but a little bit cooler than July. And there have been many years where August has been warmer than July. But I find August days tend to start off a bit cool. We had 50 degrees here this morning, and then they warm into the 70s in the afternoon, and it's not what we would call hot, just plain pleasant. And then we have the dew cover and fog, and we tend to get a lot of both of those two in August, and then they linger for a while in the morning, and then it starts to warm a bit later. It's just an absolutely spectacular month. We are in the near the new moon phase right now. If you were out last night, you may have seen, or early this morning, you may have seen the small crescent of the waning crescent moon headed to a new moon on August the 6th. The days continue to get shorter as we begin this month. We have almost 15 hours of daylight, but by the end of the month, it's only 13 and a half. So we drop off pretty rapidly during August. And that, of course, means that we're having some migration. It's a bit early to talk about bird migration, but it is happening. I see it in the swallows and the shorebirds. Yesterday, I saw a couple of shorebirds again. And they are probably the earliest ones, though the family units are building up of a number of other birds. I think we can see this in blackbirds. We can see it in warblers. And then yesterday I saw a whole family unit of hooded mergansers, which were the young were as big as the mother. They're all getting ready for their movements as well. It's going to be coming along this month. Meanwhile, other birds, namely the goldfinches, are just starting their nest. They need to use the thistle seed, called thistle down. They need to use that for their nest, and of course they have to wait until it's produced by the thistle. Well, I did see the first thistle down showing up this week, so yes, we are going to have goldfinches in nesting soon. Same thing is true with frogs. We have some frogs that are still calling and still breeding. I heard them calling again this morning, the green frogs at the lake. On the other hand, there are many of them that have already gone through their growth from tadpole to adult, and they're now out and leaving the water. So we have kind of the variety going on there as well with the frogs. Still good numbers of butterflies. The ones that I've been seeing the most of lately have been black and orange ones with checkered-looking marks on their body, and they're called fritillaries. The word fritillary actually comes from checkered, and there are several kinds of them. If you see them flitting around, they tend to take nectar from lots of different flowers, and they're just a beautiful butterfly to watch. But they're probably the most common one we have right now. Lots of dragonflies. By the time we get to August, I find the most common dragonflies are the little ones. They're called meadowhawks, red bodies of the male, yellowish bodies of the female, and you go into almost any field area, you'll see them there. They are not taking nectar. What they're doing, of course, is they're sitting on the plants, either basking in the sun or waiting to get a meal of another insect, since they are predators. And speaking of predators, there is no better month for seeing spiders than August. Spiders are just terrific at this time. I go out every evening and I take a look. I make the rounds and see how many webs and so forth I can find. And that's a very healthy thing. what if I step outside and not see any webs? That's what I would worry. But the spiders seem to be doing well. The hotter weather in July always allows them to grow because there's more insects prevalent. And now we certainly have a lot of insects at dusk with the mosquitoes and the moths. And they're probably having plenty of food. And speaking of food, this is the berry month as well. The strawberries are winding down, but I hope you had a chance to get out and sample some of the raspberries and blueberries. I find them and eat them probably almost every day. And this week I saw the first ripe gooseberry as well. So as we go through the month, there's going to be a few others that are going to be ripening. But yeah, keep your eyes open. It's going to be just a terrific time for it. And it's going to be a very good time for the wildflowers. We had a lot of them during July. I talked about milkweed. I talked about fireweed. They're still going on very well. Evening primrose, there's a number of them that are still blooming very, very well. Well, they've been joined by a lot of them that come out in August, namely Joe Pye weed. The different bergamot, and then there's different kinds of asters, goldenrods, and sunflowers, and I've seen all those in the last few days. Just in the last 2 days alone, I saw the first large leaf aster and flat top aster starting to grow bloom around here, and they last for a long time. Asters, goldenrod, sunflowers will last way up until September, and so we get plenty of time to see these late summer ones. Just a wonderful time to see them. The only thing that's missing so far that I always count on in August is the mushroom season. Now, you got plenty of rain up there in your area in the last couple of weeks, but we didn't. And I haven't seen very many mushrooms, so I'm going to keep looking for them, and hopefully next time when I talk, we'll have a little bit more to talk about. But it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I hope you can get out and enjoy it. And thank you for calling.
Thanks, Larry. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Larry Weber is a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. Twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.